The Book of Jonas by Stephen Daw. Narrated by Simon Vance. Copyright 2012 by Stephen Daw. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with Blue Rider Press, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Processional. They arrived like a thought, tracing contrails across the deep sky as though writing out their intentions in letters too big to be fully seen from the earth. Or they flowed low and fast over the hills, their great machines arcing silently from horizon to horizon, so fast that they were there and gone before the roar of their engines caught up, screaming the news of their arrival even as they disappeared. In the village, they tried to make sense of it. The Imam said that the Americans were like the lion who had stepped on a thorn, and then went about making a great noise, roaring at the world from his pain. But it would soon pass, he said, when the thorn dried up and fell out, when the pain ebbed. And then tranquility would be restored. Eunice's father, on the other hand, said that no, this was only the beginning. The plains in the sky were like the first grey dusting of blight on the wheat, which this year might only affect a few sheaves, but which would spread over time, draining the golden crop of its colour, rendering it foul and devoid of life. Most of the villagers tended toward one or the other of these two points of view, but the discussions between them, while occasionally animated, as were most of their discussions, whether about God or cricket or livestock, lacked any real vehemence or certainty. The positions staked out were not hard and fixed, but were instead general inclinations to support one side or the other.